But what a beautiful morning we've had so far. I want to say thank you to our amazing Cafe Salt and their food. I mean, how can we give them a round of applause? Thank you, Andre, and the kitchen. It was just so wonderful. They just always spoil us and lavish us and really make us feel so special. So that was lovely. And then just, yeah, those beautiful gifts to people. Thank you so much to the person who blessed us with that contribution. She just came and said, God has really blessed me in my business. And I want to just be part of the ladies' morning and I want to be able to contribute. So just so wonderful that we were able to bless some of those ladies. I also felt incredibly encouraged by some of those words. And as Beth said, that is what prophecy is. It's not always just for that one person. It can be for somebody else. So take what God spoke to you if there was something that came out of that. So when I was preparing this word earlier this year, it's quite an unusual word. The word is perspective. And it came out of just a time of preparing and a specific story I heard, which I'm going to speak a little bit into later on when I talk through the slide. But it came out of a specific psalm that I'm going to go through a little bit as well with you. But you know, when you hear this word, immediately your mind will have a picture in it. And that picture will come from, it'll be shaped from your upbringing. It'll be shaped from your friendships, your worldview, how you view the Father in heaven. And because of all of these different things in our lives, we will have a specific lens that we view this specific word. And today, I almost feel like I want to take a massive wet wipe or a massive, you know, in your glasses, if you get given a nice pair of glasses, you get one of these beautiful little wipe things that you can clean your proper glasses lens with. I feel like today I want to take one of these lenses, wipes, and want to wipe our lenses today and ask God to ask some questions. And make sure that we're wearing the right lenses in our life so that we can live the right lives for Jesus and so that we can show people Christ through our lives. And now you all know, I mean, she is sitting here in the room, my beautiful Natalie, our trophy child. She has a major obsession with glasses, as you will see from the next picture. She has a problem. That is Natalie's, and that's not even all her glasses she possesses. That's just most of them. She needs another rack, and we just can't find one that looks the same, so she's looking for a rack. She's got about another 8 pairs that don't fit on that rack. She has an obsession, but I felt it illustrated my point quite well. What sort of lens are you wearing? And I'm at that stage in my life where I am needing just the Clicks pair at the moment. And it's on and off computer. I don't need them for driving yet, but I need them to look at my computer. I need them to read my Bible. I've printed this big enough, so I don't really need them for this. But, you know, I'm at that stage. And I'm not sure if you remember when Stan had to get, remember he was going through that stage. It was on and off his head, on and off. And eventually we were like, okay, babe, go and get those bifocals. And remember he felt sick for 2 weeks. He felt dizzy. It was terrible. For many of you who've had to go through that, it's dreadful. You feel nauseous. You feel like you're falling down the stairs. It's quite a process when you get those lenses put on. And then I got these beautiful sunglasses for Christmas. And I mean, if I put them on, you all look quite different to when I'm wearing my other Ben's. It's quite nice, actually. Some of you, I can't see you. Maybe that's quite nice. And sometimes we go through life and I think, oh, actually I'd quite like to wear these. Then I don't have to see some people I don't like. And sometimes I think our perspectives, we think actually we'd like to do that too. Sometimes I'd like to hide behind some of my perspectives. Maybe we do that too. So today we're going to have to change some of our lenses, maybe some of us. And if you look at the word perspective, it has a whole lot of different meanings. It can be the appearance of something, when you Google a perspective, it's a lot of artists sitting in this room might say, yes, they understand what a perspective is. A lot of the word talks about the appearance of an object, the appearance of how you view an object in relation to something else, the distance that an object is from something, how you view something in relation to something else. It's somebody's opinion, someone's perspective on a specific discussion or topic. Often the word will be used like, I'd like to have put something into perspective, or you've taken something out of perspective. So you either put it into perspective or you've taken something out of perspective. But an interesting thought when I was preparing, how often do we, out there in the world, there's so much perspective on so many topics. How often do we look for God's perspective as the last option? How often are we looking for God's perspective on our career choice, on our marriage, on our parenting? How often are we actually going back to the Word of God for our perspective? Let me tell you, the world is managing to throw you their perspective on everything. But actually, how often is God's perspective right down at the bottom there? Or is it actually in its rightful place? Hoping today, maybe the big wet wipe's going to come out and help us change our lens and correct our lens a little bit for us. So the story that I wanted to just read through to you, and I'm sure many of you have heard it, but it really, really was an incredibly powerful story for me. And I feel like some of us might be in this place today. It's a story of a maze and a father who took his family to a castle in Scotland, and in the gardens was an elaborate maze. And at the end of a maze was a tall tower that you could climb and see the entire maze of hedges, beautiful vantage point. So they all started out together, and pretty soon the children had run ahead of the father and found their way easily through the hedges and came to the end of the maze and climbed the tower. But the father found he was getting lost, coming to dead ends, having to backtrack, find other rows, getting very frustrated, and he was getting left behind. Then all of a sudden, he heard his daughter's voice, and she shouted to him, Dad, stop where you are and listen to my voice. I can see the route much better than you can from the top of the tower. You need to trust me, and I will guide you out of the maze. Of course she did. And in no time at all, he was at the end and climbing the tower, joined them at the top and overlooked the entire garden. Such a simple, profound truth was spoken into his heart on that day. How many of us are in that maze, in that garden, but finding ourselves up against the hedge? Finding ourselves not being able to see our way through, not being able to make it through the hedge because we are not listening to the voice of our Father. Maybe he's guiding us down the path, but we're getting trapped, we're getting frustrated, we're getting left behind. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Such a beautiful scripture. And I wanted to spend a bit of time on that Psalm 25, which is the scripture that I felt for that beautiful maze picture. It says, "Show me how you work, God, and school me in your ways. Take me by the hand and lead me down the path of truth. You are my savior, aren't you?" And I follow this beautiful group on Instagram, and they take the scripture and then they put these little things out of it. You can see in the next slide, Megan can put it up for you. Have you seen those things? They do this. I just love it. So I thought we could just go through it a little bit today. So I just felt like, show me how you work, God. Are we still teachable? Are we still in a place where we want to be watching what God is doing in our lives? Are we still asking God that question? Or are we rushing ahead and thinking, no, I've been a Christian for a long time. I don't need God. I don't need God anymore. I can just go down that path. I'm just going ahead of myself. Or are you still in a place where you're saying, Lord, I need you to show me. I want to watch how you're going to show me down this path. Are you still asking those sorts of questions? Are you still teachable? School me in your ways. We're never too old to learn new things. Never too old to learn new things. And then it was such a beautiful thing at the leaders' meeting on Thursday evening. Bev is not here today. She's a couple of our prophetic team are away with the Wigglies up in Ermelo. So Bev and Taryn are there. That's why they're not there here this morning. She was so encouraged and I was so encouraged. She read a scripture from John 16, verse 12. And the next verse says, take me by the hand. You know that take me by the hand is such an incredibly intimate line of scripture. Because you know when you think about it, you don't hold everybody's hand. I said it in my devotion this morning. You know, the picture of take me by the hand, it's quite the first sort of picture of somebody holding your hand is often a very protective picture. It's a picture of a parent or a sibling or of an adult holding a child's hand almost as a protective thing to cross the road. You know, that's where you see or you think about that picture. It's somebody holding a child's hand to protect them or look after them. And then you get a bit older and you maybe hold hands with your friend. You don't hold hands with everybody. And then maybe you fall in love and you hold hands with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. And then you maybe hold hands with your husband or wife. You don't hold everybody's hand. It's a very intimate picture. And then Bev read this beautiful scripture on Thursday night in John 16 in the Message. And it says, it's when Jesus is talking to his disciples and he's telling them and preparing them for his going, and they don't understand. And they're not really understanding, and he's speaking to them. And he says, I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. But when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. And when she said that, I was so encouraged, because all of a sudden I realized when he says, take me, when in the psalm, when David is speaking, and he says, take me by the hand, I realized this is the Holy Spirit that we get to take us by the hand. We get to lean into the Holy Spirit. It is scary to trust God at times on the path. But when we say, take me, I trust you, I put my hand in yours, we realize it's the Holy Spirit that we need to take hold of when we're on that path. How's your holding hands with the Father in your life? Are you putting your hand in his hand? It's very intimate. I missed out of a little bit of a thing there where it says, school me in your ways. It's only his ways that will satisfy us. There's so many other ways out there, ladies. I don't have to tell you. You know that. There's so many other ways that are vying for our attention out there. And then that verse that says, lead me down the path of truth. I love the fact that God has a plan and a path for each one of our lives. Are we trusting in the plan and the path that he has for our lives, or are you making your own plan and your own path? Because if you're walking down your own plan and your own path, then your hand's not in his hand. And you're probably feeling like you're stuck in that maze somewhere. And you're probably not trusting the voice who's at the top of the tower, who's got the best view. Remember, he's got the best perspective of your life. Remember, you're in the maze. He's at the top of the tower. He can see where you're going. Have you stopped to listen? Have you stopped to realize, no, your hand can be in his hand and he can lead you on the path of truth? How easily we get distracted onto other paths. I'm praying today But maybe even as I'm speaking, God has reminded you or brought to your mind maybe a path that is a distraction for you. Maybe today you've thought, actually, you know what, that is a distraction in my life. I need to cut that off. Jan preached so beautifully on pruning the other day. Maybe there's something in your life that you need to just cut out of your life that is just a path that is distracting you. It's not meant to be, and it's not going to be helpful on your journey in life. It's all about trusting the Father, and I know that can be difficult. Don't you love David? He's so real. He says, "You are my Savior, aren't you?" It's like even the best of us on the best days can doubt. It's like, Lord, you are still my Savior, aren't you? Even the best of us on the worst days have doubts. It's okay. It's okay. You can doubt. But God says, I'm here. I'm here for you. I am your Savior. He's asking you to put out your hand because he's there to lead you down that path. And then just a few things, just a few thoughts about the thing about perspective. Who helps you in your life get better perspective? Sometimes I'm amazed at some of the decisions people make without getting perspective from other people. Some of the decisions you make in life are huge. Are you getting perspective from the right people in your life? Are you getting godly perspective from godly people in your life? Whether it be your leaders, whether it be your small group leaders, your home group leaders. Who are you accountable to in your life? Who helps you get better perspective on big decisions or any decisions in your life? Sometimes, when you look at the word perspective, when you're going back to the artists in the room, you might be able to help me a little bit better here. But it says, when you're doing a perspective drawing, you have to come close to get a better perspective. Sometimes I felt today that some people are too far away to get the perspective they need. That today God is challenging to say, you need to get closer. This is your fight. What you have is what your community needs. God is calling you to get in. He says, bring what you have. It's needed. Your perspective is needed. Get in. Stop standing on the edges. But then at the same time, sometimes you're too close. Sometimes you're too close to something. You need someone else's perspective to help you. Who do you trust to get an outside perspective? Perhaps you need to take a step back. Again, you need to be in community. So you've got people around you who you can trust. You can go to and say, listen, I feel like I might be a bit close to the situation. Can you help me? Can you give me some good perspective on this? Make sure you don't have people that are all like you in that community around you. I know it's tough. Much easier to hang around with people that are like you. Because listen, you think you're amazing. Let me help you, you're not. Everybody's got their quirks. We're not all that amazing. It's helpful to be with people who are not all the same as you. It's helpful to be with people that are different to you. Because then you get a different perspective. Wow, can open your eyes. Gee, actually, I never thought about it like that. Wow, that's amazing. Maybe you need to take a step back. Ask someone for a different perspective on a situation. And then this is very hard-hitting, ladies, and I think maybe more for ladies than gents. It's the next slide, Megan. I just want us to be mindful. I saw this quote, and it says, remember that we witness other people's stories from the protection of our perspectives. Let's be mindful that we don't add the cold rain of our judgment to their already soaked spirits. I'm not sure if it's because I'm getting more mature, but I think as you get wiser and older, you realize let's be careful not to judge others too quickly from the safe place of our perspective. Don't become party to gossip. Rather be kind. Rather offer love. Rather support, less judgment. Rather ask more questions before you rain down on their already soaked spirit. It's a tough, quiet room at the moment. So finally, just, it's not meant to be a heavy, it's meant to be helpful. Are you prepared to change your lens? Are you feeling perhaps that you're in a maze? And maybe you need to put your hand in the Father's hand today. Maybe you need to readjust your path a little bit. Maybe you need somebody to help you with a different perspective. Maybe you're feeling lost. Maybe you feel like you're not on the right path. I also had a picture when I was praying. You know when the train tracks are going one way and then there's that changing, the station master changes the track. I had that picture when I was praying again this morning. Maybe it's the changing of the track that God's wanting to do today in some people's lives. Maybe that's what God wants to do today. So I want to ask the question, what are you going to take away from today that you want to apply to your life? Is it a change of lens for you? Do you feel like you need to change your lens somewhere? Do you need to get a different perspective? Do you need to come closer? Do you need to step away? Do you need to draw a friend close by and just say, can you help me with something? I need a different perspective. Or do you just need to stop and listen to the Father's voice who's at the top of the tower? Because maybe you're feeling like you're in a bit of a maze. Can I ask us to stand while we pray? Lord, we thank you that you've given us spiritual eyes to see. And I pray, Father, that before we listen to the perspective of the world or the perspective of Instagram or TikTok or anything else out there, Lord God, we would go to your word. I thank you for those beautiful scriptures that speak about how you have a path and a road for us to walk, Lord Jesus. And I thank you more than anything, Father, that your Spirit is there to guide us. And you are there to hold our hand, Lord Jesus, if we do stumble and fall. And I pray today, Lord, that if people are feeling like they've been in a maze and not known the direction where they should go, I pray today, Father, that they would stop and they would hear the Father's voice from the top of the tower saying, listen, I know the way that I will take you and I will lead you down the path of truth. Because you have a beautiful, beautiful path for every single one of us, Lord. Just readjust our perspective today, Lord Jesus, so we would see you rightly, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Thank you, Lord.